Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Wednesday, the 25th of May. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. We can't cover all the details in those sermons, so these podcasts give a bit more information about some of the verses. And indeed, today we're just looking at one, just one verse, Psalm 122, verse 2. It reads, "Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem." This is the second verse of Psalm 122. At the beginning he says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." This man on his pilgrimage with his fellow brothers is on his way to worship together at Jerusalem. And in verse 2 he anticipates the reality of arriving there. Some commentators think that they have actually arrived there, and that the rest of the Psalms of Ascent are sung within the walls of the city. But I think it makes more sense to me in the context of the 15 Psalms of Ascent that this one is anticipating it. He's thinking about that moment when literally the Hebrew is, "Our feet have actually been standing within your gates." For a Christian and for someone who is a follower of God, we already are in a place of safety, even though we're still in a place of danger. That paradox is the what they sometimes call the already but the not yet. Already we are saved, but not yet are we fully saved, in the sense that we're not yet beyond this life and fully in the next. Our new life begins now, but it doesn't have all of what it will promise in the next life. Isaiah 26, verses 1 to 4 comes to mind. "In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Of course, Jerusalem was built on a high mountain, a high rock, but really it's not the rock, it's the Lord that is the rock eternal. Indeed, he is our ultimate goal, and Jerusalem only represents, I suppose, a stage on the way, or a symbolic of where ultimately we're going. We already live in this place, within this safe place, with God as our rock. We're within the strong city, as it says in Hebrews 12, verse 22, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels, a joyful assembly," and on he goes. But we have come to Mount Zion. We do have that as our inheritance, but we don't yet fully participate in all of its fruits. So in this sense, the pilgrim of old here in Psalm 122, who is still on his dangerous journey, he could sing in a joyful anticipation of having his feet already situated, walking up and down Jerusalem's pavements. They come to a place where, at least in principle, under God's appointed king, everything is put to rights. And we have a king who will put all things to right, even though in this life, in this pilgrimage, not everything goes according to what is right and just yet. We're going to the place where the king puts all wrongs right. The pilgrims in the Psalms of Ascent needed to pray because their Jerusalem was of this world, but ours is different. Hebrews 11, verse 10. He was looking forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. That is what we have inherited. The call to joy, call to unity, and the call to prayer does remain. I'm reminded of that the second verse of the song Jerusalem that we sing here in England and love so much. "Bring me my bow of burning gold. Bring me my arrows of desire. Bring me my spear, O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand, till we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land." Text by William Blake, music that we know by Hubert Parry, a glorious, faithful song of anticipation. Let's live today with that sense of anticipation of that Jerusalem we will inherit. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 3. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.